Good morning. This is Carol Ventura, Executive Director of Rhode Island Housing. This is an in-person meeting of the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation Board of Directors. This meeting is also available live via teleconference for public participation. CJ Rotella, the Director of Information Technology for Rhode Island Housing, will provide information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is CJ Rotella. This meeting is being recorded and available for your review on Rhode Island Housing's website within 3 to 5 business days after the meeting. Except for specific Rhode Island Housing staff participating telephonically in the meeting, all callers will be muted during the meeting. To prevent any feedback or background noise, we ask telephone participants to please mute your telephone if you are not speaking. If during the meeting anyone is having technical difficulties with the audio or accessing the call, they should call 401-457-1240. Thank you.
Thank you, CJ. This is Carol Ventura. Corinne Myers, Acting General Counsel for Rhode Island Housing, will provide additional information on this meeting.
Good morning. This is Corinne Myers speaking. This morning's meeting is a hybrid meeting. All members of the RIH Equity Corporation Board of Directors are appearing in person. Specific RI Housing staff are participating via teleconference. Members of the public may access the meeting in person or via teleconference according to their preference, and can visit the RI Housing website to view the agenda and information on the actions being taken. If the teleconference is interrupted, we will stop the meeting until we can reconnect and audio is restored. Chairman Retsinas will preside at today's meeting. Please, everyone, state your name prior to speaking to help members of the public better follow the proceedings. Chairman Retsinas, if you'd like to call the meeting to order.
I will call the meeting to order and ask our Executive Director to conduct the roll call.
Thank you, Chairman. Chairman Nicholas Retsinas.
Here.
Director James Thorson.
Here.
Commissioner Designee Leanne Byrne.
Present.
Commissioner Kevin Warr.
Here.
Chairman, the roll call is complete and you have a quorum.
Thank you. The next item is approval of the minutes of the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation meeting held on September 17, 2020. Is there a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the minute.
Is there a second?
Jim Thorson, second.
Any comments? Hearing none, roll call vote.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Corinne Myers speaking. When I call your name, if you're in favor of approving the minutes of the RIH Equity Corporation meeting held on September 17, 2020, please say aye. If you're opposed, say nay. Chairman Retsinas.
Aye.
Director Designee Byrne,
aye.
Director Orth,
aye.
And Director Thorson.
Aye.
The motion is approved by a unanimous vote.
Great. Let's turn our attention to approval of delegation of corporate authority. Let me ask Corinne Myers to make a presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is Corinne speaking. Again, I will begin with a brief explanation of the role of the RIH Equity Corporation. The RIH Equity Corporation is a nonprofit subsidiary of RI Housing. It was formed to serve as the general partner in each of two equity pools. A number of local and national corporations were investors in each of the equity pools, and the equity pools then invested funds in a number of rental developments in Rhode Island in the 90s that received low-income housing tax credits. Each of the pools could claim the federal tax credits, which would then be passed on to the investors pro rata, roughly speaking. The properties have largely reached the end of their compliance periods, and the pools are slowly becoming unwound as properties refinance or sell. But for now, the equity corporation remains the GP of each of those two investment pools. The request for action before you today is for the authorization of designated officers and employees of RI Housing to execute and deliver contracts, documents, and instruments on behalf of the equity corporation. The designation authorizes the chair, the executive director or her designee, the deputy executive director, and the chief financial officer of RI Housing to sign on behalf of the equity corporation. This designation will supersede any previous designation. The staff considers this to be a housekeeping matter. Corporate signatory authority for the equity corporation was last updated by the board in September 2020. Staff believes it's generally prudent and in the best interest of the equity corporation to update signing authority from time to time to allow for any changes in circumstance. Our goal is to review the authority on approximately an annual basis. We ask that this designation be approved by the board to allow for continued efficiency in the conduct of business by the equity corporation. If there are any questions, I would be happy to answer.
Any questions or comments?
I have a question. How many properties does the corporation still have an ownership interest in?
Commissioner, thank you for asking that question. We've recently created a list, and I don't have the number off the top of my head, but I'm happy to provide it after the meeting.
Okay.
Kara, are you on?
I am on. I believe it's six that remain, two in equity pool two and four in equity pool one.
In any event, we'll provide you with the list of properties.
Okay. And just a follow-up question, is there a quarterly or annual review done to see what is in the best interest of the corporation in terms of its ownership stake and whether it attempts to sell the properties and get out or?
Yes, periodically we review it and see whether or not there's an opportunity for these developments to refinance. And we've done a good job of clearing out the pools. It's just this handful of remaining developments that we're going to have to unwind, and then the interest in it will revert back to the nonprofit. These are essentially nonprofit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm very pleased to see the attention to detail. I happen to be at the sign of old age, the first executive director of the Rhode Island Housing Equity Corporation. I said earlier, I loaned myself money to get started. I'd like to see you following that. Is there a motion to approve?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
Any questions, comments? Hearing none, roll call vote.
This is Corinne speaking. When I call your name, if you're in favor of approving the delegation of corporate authority as presented, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Chairman Racinus?
Aye.
Director Designee Byrne?
Aye.
Director Orth?
Aye.
Director Thorson?
Aye.
The motion is approved by a unanimous vote. Thank you.
There being no further business, I would request a motion to adjourn.
Leanne, I make a motion to adjourn.
For a second?
Jim Thorson, second.
Hearing it, no further comments. Take a roll call vote.
This is Corinne Meyer speaking. When I call your name, if you're in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye. If you are opposed, say nay. Chairman Racinus?
Aye.
Director Designee Byrne?
Aye.
Director Orth?
Aye.
And Director Thorson?
Aye.
The motion's approved by a unanimous vote. Thank you.
We now adjourn, and the meeting is over.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.